Hey everybody, this is Jenny coming to you with some additional guidance on the initial draft for our peer reviews, just a few helpful tips and really going over the expectations for that draft of that paper. And that's the extent of what we're going to talk about in this episode. So no more than about 10 minutes to listen to here. And really what I'm intending to do is clarify that assignment, make sure you feel like you're on the right page for what you need to write and where you need to go with it. So the initial draft has four key parts to it. Part number one, your background or introduction. I don't care how you label it, but do make sure you use headers in this draft. Headers really do allow the reader to better follow and distinguish between the sections. And in particular, sometimes it's hard to know where your introduction ends and your literature review begins. So, first section, background and introduction, three key things here. Number one, you need to introduce us to your research question. And I truly do mean write out your research question as a question. It helps the reader to better understand how you're approaching the topic and to think about it as a true question that's being investigated in the paper. Point number two in this section, make sure you define your key concepts and terms. And in particular, what I'm looking for here is definition and explanation of your independent variable and your dependent variable. Or if you have more than one of each type, go ahead and explain all of them. If there's any key terms that you use, let's say to explain your research question, I don't know, something like parenting style or attachment style, anything in terms of kind of a general concept that maybe not everyone is familiar with, go ahead and explain that as well. Because it's not really easy for us to fully understand the question or the concepts if you're using additional terms or like jargon that we don't know. And you should always assume that your reader doesn't know. So any key concepts or terms, make sure to define those in your background and introduction as well. And part three that you need to highlight here, you need to explain why this research question is important to study. Now, for some of you, it's going to seem kind of like a duh moment, right? We should care about suicide rates or foster kids or the prison system, but not everyone is going to get that same sense. So be sure to be very explicit, and by this I mean like actually write out why people should care about this topic and your question in particular. Section two of the paper is your literature review. And if you go back to our week six conversation regarding the research process, I really do want that in essence in this paper. You need to have a total of five resources in the paper to earn full points. And for each resource, you need to talk about what the purpose is of that piece, what the theory or arguments are in that piece, how they approached their research, as in, did they do an actual study using, let's say, interviews or surveys? Or was this more of a news report where it's simply telling you current events or past events, maybe summarizing a timeline or a poll? And then what did they get as an overall conclusion to perhaps the question they put forth in that piece? So the literature review does need to have, as I said before, five sources. That's going to be required to get full points for this section. And for each one, you do have to identify and describe those four subcomponents: purpose, theory, like the data or information that's used, and the conclusions. And to clarify what I mean by theory, that's just an explanation. So if you have a research study that's looking at, let's say, NFL teams and the best styles for winning, you're going to probably have some people who say, well, the NFL teams win the most when they are passing because the passing game is more effective with today's defenses. Something as simple as that is what I'm looking for with the theory. Or perhaps you're doing something more along the lines of mental illness. Well, mental illness, what are they arguing about mental illness? Are they arguing about or talking about the causes, the effects? What are they saying about that factor and how it's connected to other things that they're interested in knowing about in that research article? Now you'll notice that I said you can use something like a news piece because not everything in this section needs to be peer-reviewed publications or peer-reviewed research articles. Some topics simply don't have that much peer-reviewed research that exists on them at this time. So instead of focusing only on that, if you need to use other resources, I would say go ahead and use news articles, use professional publications, maybe something that comes from different professional associations, maybe the American Medical Association or the American Psychological Association. These are going to be very credible and good researched sources because those organizations make sure to check things before they publish them. What I would strongly encourage you to avoid is sources that perhaps don't have the best checks in place. Number one, blogs. Blogs are generally just one person writing their perspective. And while those individuals might well be experts, it's pretty hard to know if what they're saying is valid without someone else checking it. And usually you can just publish a blog without anyone else checking it. So I want to stay away from those for the most part. And then a second set of sources, certainly I would hesitate to use anything AI creates. It's a great starting point for research. It is not a finishing point. So when you get something from AI, ask it to help you maybe find research sources or research articles or even popular articles on your topic, and then go read those yourself. And then the last category, this is a great jumping off point, but Wikipedia is not a resource that should be your ending point. So if you have a Wikipedia page, I want you to look down at the bottom of that page, find the resources that it is using, and go utilize those instead of the Wikipedia page for your topic. If you have any questions about what I mean by purpose, theory, data, or the conclusions, I would really encourage you to go reread the assignment guidelines and then to email me with any follow-up questions so that I can look more specifically at what you have and get back to you on that. Okay, element three of your initial draft is the data section. And this is one that is going to change very, very significantly, if not completely, between this initial draft and your final draft. Because in the initial draft, we haven't really finalized our data. We don't have a fake data set yet, and if we're using real data, we don't necessarily have those set up for us at this point in time. So what I'd like you to do is describe the data you're hoping to gather. Would it be something that you would find by doing, let's say, interviews or surveys or experiments, or would you want to use existing information from other resources that you know about? How would you go about gathering the data if you were to do it yourself? Like, what kind of study design would you use? Really, I want you to try and answer the questions for the data section, but remember that I don't expect this to be any sort of final version of your data set, and certainly not the final version of this section of the paper. It's an early draft. Don't worry too much about this being perfect. Pretty much all of it is going to change for the final draft. So just get down some answers to those questions about things like variables and time frame and approach it as if you had the resources, exactly how would you do your research? Okay, final component for the initial draft, your hypotheses. And here, what I'm looking for are your research hypotheses, not the null hypothesis, but your research hypotheses, what you expect to find in your study. So if your research question is about you think that the location of an individual affects how often they think that they see a UFO, your research hypothesis is going to be, I believe that people in this location are more likely to say they've seen UFOs. And then you're going to continue with saying why you expect that to be the case. So for every paper, I would like to see your research hypotheses and why you expect those results. And this is probably going to tie pretty heavily back to your literature review, where you've gone over what other people have already studied on your question and using that to, again, help make clear why you expect to see what you think you're going to see. If reading is affected by technology, you can simply say, I expect to see lower reading scores because we spend more and more time on technology and screens, and that detracts from our reading capabilities. It doesn't have to be a long explanation, but there does need to be some explanation there connecting your research hypothesis with why you have those expectations. Okay, that's going to wrap it for this episode. At this time, if you have additional questions or concerns about the initial draft, please email those to me as soon as possible, and I will get back to you as quickly as I can. And I look forward to seeing those drafts very soon.